Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borchers Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we pause in the busy days of our weeks, and we come and meditate and reflect on the words of the scripture read for that day. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for today is from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Now, 1 John is an interesting letter because it's not really like other letters in the New Testament. Unlike 2nd and 3rd John, right, it doesn't have these standard signs that we kind of see in New Testament letters, right? There's not an opening greeting saying, hello, I am John writing to you. And there's not a closing goodbye saying, you know, I wish you the best in living out your faith and that God be with you. Instead, it kind of just jumps straight to the point, way back in 1 John 1. And so scholars think that this is less of a letter and more of a sermon that John would have given to a crowd of listeners. And so when we think about that, that this first letter from 1 John is more of a sermon given to a group of people listening, it's important to look at the whole picture of what 1 John says as he kind of builds this argument through the whole letter. And it's really important we read that in tension with our passage for today. And in our passage in 1 John overall uplifts that love, this act of loving one another, is an important part in the Christian life throughout this sermon, simply because God is love. That because God is love, it is something that we ought to do as Christians. Simply because we love one another, because God first loved us. And that love is lived out through what Christ does at the cross. And earlier in 1 John, he shows us these visible signs of where we see that love being lived out in our lives, where God is abiding in us in our daily living. That we live out this love through a fellowship in Christ, with a fellowship with one another. That we live out this love for one another when we lay down our lives just as Christ laid down his lives for us. That we simply love one another in all that we do because God first loved us. And a verse that stands out to me in this passage about that love in our lives today is this first part of verse 17, that love has been perfected among us. 1 John goes on to explain what that perfected love in us looks like in our daily lives. That through this perfected love that we live out, that we no longer fear that day of judgment, that day of the Lord. Because we know that we are living in to this love. That through this perfected love among us and in us, we no longer hate a brother and sister in our community and outside in our lives today. That through this perfected love in us and among us, we follow God's commands. Those commands Jesus says back in Matthew that we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. Our neighbors like us and our neighbors unlike us. That we love one another because God first loved us. That is what 1 John shows us, is what that perfected love looks like. But the struggle for me is that I know, looking at my life, I don't always live into that perfected love. That in my daily living, I don't always get it right. That I miss the mark in living out this perfected love in those ways. And I think the reality is that all of us struggle with that to some degree in our lives. Way earlier, back at the start of 1 John, he calls us on that. That we're the words from our confession, that we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That all of us fall short of living in to this perfected love that 1 John calls us to live out in our Christian faith. And the struggle in our daily lives that in a world so divided on everything, it's hard to see ourselves living into this fellowship with one another. Not only a fellowship with those who look and act and talk like us, but a fellowship with those who are anything like us, who look and act and talk differently. That in a world where the economy is tight and difficult, it's hard to go forth and lay our lives down for those around us in all that we do. To give our time and talent and treasures, it's a hard thing to live into this perfected love. But as we read those words from 1 John, it got me thinking that, you know, what makes something or someone perfect? Like, I think we all have, like, our own images of this perfected end goal of something, right? For you, it might be, you know, the Empire State Building or the St. Peter's Basilica in Italy, right? These perfect images and these perfect buildings. For others, it might be those perfect athletes that we see on TV, right? Tom Brady or Babe Ruth, or recently Caitlin Clark, these perfect athletes that are the best of the best. They shatter all the records, that they are the epitome of what every athlete should strive to be, right? But what did it take for those athletes to get there? And is that not also perfect too? The Greek word that 1 John uses here that we translate as perfected, right, is this Greek word teleos, which means to build up or to make things, right? And so it's a building up of this perfected love. It's a making of this love in and among us. And we see that in these star athletes. We look back to all these examples of star athletes. They didn't just wake up one day and flip a switch and they were able to go forth and shatter these records. It wasn't the end goal that made them perfect star athletes. That perfection was in the process, in the journey of putting in the time and work and dedication and discipline to do those things. That perfection is less of this end goal idea, and it comes down to that process and journey of living into that daily. And this perfected love in us that 1 John talks about, I think works the same way. It's not a switch that we flip and we go forth and live in a perfected love. Instead, it's a process and a journey to live into it daily. 1 John tells us earlier in the sermon that he gives, that God is changing us and transforming us into something new. And while we don't know what will look like or when that will finally come to fruition, we have that promise from God to be with us as we continue to try living into that love daily in all of the places and things that we do. And it's in those moments that we won't always get it right. In those moments when we'll fall flat on our faces, we remember why we try and live into this process and journey of love. We look back and remember why we feel guilt and shame when we miss the mark. That we try living into that love simply because God first loved us. That God first loved you and me. That God first loved us and them. That we try to live into that love because of what God has done through the cross for all of us. And a place for me to remember that God has done these things for us as our reason to love is here at this baptismal font, where it's through these waters that we have God's promise to forgive our sins. We give thanks for that. That forgiveness of sins, that where God raises us to new life, where God is with us in all that we do. That when we fail and fall and struggle to live into that love daily, God is there to catch us. God is there to forgive us. God is there to call us out into the world today to try again, to live into that perfected love, that love that is built up in us throughout our entire lives, that love that is made in us throughout our entire lives. That we live into that perfected love as that process, as that journey, each and every day. That we won't always get it right in our life, that there will still be times we will miss the mark entirely. But God has promised to be with us. God has promised to forgive us and to raise us up to go and love again. And so as we go out into the world today, where are those places that you see God inviting you, calling out to you to live into that process, that journey of love today? Where are those places that you see God inviting you in to that fellowship in Christ with those like you and unlike you? Where are those places that you see God inviting you to lay down your life for those asking for help? Whether it's people asking for money on your commute, whether it's through the donation boxes we have here in our church. Where are those places that you see God inviting you to love one another, those like us, those unlike us, because God first loved us? Wherever those places may be, whenever those times may be, I invite you to remember these waters of our baptism, where God is with us, forgives us, and raises us to new life, to go forth and love again. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who creates us and loves us and sends us out into the world, we give you thanks for loving us in all of our fallenness and brokenness and choosing to work through us in your creation. Help us to live into this perfected love among us and around us, to love one another because you have loved us. Help us to return to these visible signs where we see you forgiving us and inviting us and sending us into your creation in need, to go forth and love. In the name of your Son, who has defeated sin and death at the cross and the tomb, who lives and reigns with you now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.